briefly just feeling, how are you? Maybe as if an old friend who loves you and has time and is a good listener and really wants the best for you asks you, how is this? How is it being alive today? It can be interesting to notice what answer comes first, if it's more about the body or the emotions or the mind or something else. If it's more about the past or the future or now. Not that there's one better answer. If all things are okay, allowed, not against the rules, how is it being alive today? And just noticing what else is going on in your experience that normally you wouldn't tell someone when they ask, how is it? So we might notice things that normally we don't notice. Someone asks, how are you? And we feel easily our insecurity or our confidence. And with more space and time, we may come across the opposite. And we may come across things that we can't put into words. and there might be more space for sounds. And so if you wish, letting one or two or three out-breaths be deep and long, pulling the belly in and pushing the air out. Letting the in-breath just happen. As if we're breathing out the past, breathing out time. Breathing out even the future. Which is our imagination based on the past. Then letting the breath be itself. Resting into the body and into the ground. So sometimes it might feel like resting into the back of the body or into the lower belly. Allowing sounds to come. Let sound come by itself into your belly or your feet. Or your back. Sounds from all directions, including inside. And how little effort is needed for hearing to happen. How much can we rest back or down or in? With hearing, with sounds. Feeling the difference between the sound itself that's already gone that doesn't actually stay even for a moment, and then the process, the mental process, processing of the sound, recognition of what it is we think. Maybe an image in the mind. With that, a sort of flavor of we like it or we don't like it, or it's not important. And feeling the difference between the freshness, the brightness, the lightness. Kind of clean going of the sound itself. And then the mental process of hearing, liking and not liking, recognizing, remembering, associating, how much space all of that mental process takes up, how much energy. Sometimes we can feel the two streams of experience at the same time, the direct experience of hearing and the mental processing. And we can just give a little bit more room to the direct experience. The freshness, the lightning strike. Which means to give a lot more room to our receptivity, the already awareness. and unimportance of the rest. Let it be there, going on, but unimportant. Recognizing, remembering, liking, not liking, etc. And then we can let that same clarity, receptive alertness, already awareness, simply receive our more of our experience. So the field of what we call body, as well as sound. Letting the body melt, relax, be received by the ground. Letting sounds be free. Here and gone. We can include in what we call body also the sense of space around the body. Pressure against the ground, movement, warm, cool, texture, heavy, light. Dense, fluffy. Tight, loose. And we can let the experience of our body also be free from the mental process, image, recognition, memory, association. So just leaving a little more room for a direct experience of anything called body. Let it be free. Let it be free that we feel something where we think with our image of the body there isn't any body, and to feel nothing where we think we should feel something. Let it be free. Feeling friendly with gravity, letting what's heavy be heavy. Maybe making room for that kind of feeling of a downward movement with the out-breath. The diaphragm comes up, the breath goes out. But there's a feeling of letting go, falling down. Sometimes. Letting it all happen naturally by itself. Sound, body, breath. Nothing needs to hold itself together. Are there any questions or anything to share? So let's gently move up to standing for the walking meditation instructions. Just noticing as you start to go towards vertical, physically how that is, as all the fluids reorient to gravity. So just physically, mentally, how is it to go vertical and how to stand up? How is it to stand up? And then what to do with the hands can be a question. So in Zen, they put the hands somewhere. You can put your hands as you wish, but knowing that holding a finger is giving yourself a treatment that might be worthwhile. Holding any thumb or any finger or more than one can be helpful. Could also just be free. So first of all, just standing itself is important, and you have the chance to play with that here, just standing with your eyes open or closed. Maybe being in the belly or the feet or the breath or the ground. Or just the openness. So I really recommend at least once a day, a few minutes at least, just standing. Feel what that's like. And can already get the feeling difference, the difference in feeling when it would be like standing as a job because Jaya said to do it. Okay, I'm gonna stand for 5 minutes. What happens physically, mentally, what is that like? And when the fact that I'm suggesting standing could just be, right, I could just stand. Like remembering that that's possible. And for the walking practice, I recommend that you play with two modes, and one would be where you just find a place and you keep it simple and walk back and forth or in a circle. But you don't have to decide where you're gonna go. You decide at the beginning, I'm gonna walk back and forth. And then that just leaves more of us free to be in the walking. But also if once a day you don't know where you're going, you don't choose a spot and go back and forth. You just walk. And maybe you let your feet walk you. Or your belly walk you, or your child walk you, or your body as an animal just walk. And when you don't know where you're going and you're just letting walking happen, it could be worthwhile for some of us, the feeling like a child in nature, where you get drawn to a certain spot and you stop there and maybe you come to the ground, or maybe it's a tree, and you can leave some room for that exploration, finding a little spot that might be a magic spot, or it might just be a temporary spot that you find a dead leaf or a bug. So either mode, whether you're walking and you don't know where, or where you're walking and you know where, you can be in the feet, you can be in the belly, you could be in the whole body. You can be in the child, or you can be in the animal. So in the room, I want to play with now feeling for the animal. Already just standing. You could have your feet a little bit apart and your eyes closed and let the weight shift around if you like, or just staying still. But first of all, there is the way that our body and the bodies of wild animals share so much genetic similarity. Maybe we can just feel the wild animal directly. Or maybe you've been lucky enough to see a wild animal, to be around a wild animal. And of course, different animals with different qualities, but basically very alive, very much at home on the earth, and very ready to respond before thinking could have a chance to happen. So a kind of fluid presence. And just letting that move your body from side to side, if you like. To get the feeling for where would it be a place of ease to receive the experience of walking. Would belly be good? Would the back be good? Would the feet be good? Or more the whole sense of the whole body? Or for some people, really there's not much feeling of the body. And so with walking, it's interesting because mostly with walking, we'll have our eyes open. And you can play with having the eyes open in a sense of the eyes connected to the base of the body. So a triangle, you have the base of the body, the pelvic floor, and the two eyes. And you might want to just play for a moment, if you lift your two hands, you don't have to do this, but if you want to play with having the hands at the edge of your vision and moving the fingers, so you can just see that without looking. Tuning into the pelvic floor, the eyes open. Kind of like an infant gaze. The eyes are wide. And how would it be to keep the gaze that wide and connected? So, and then it's just walking, and you have the chance to walk at whatever pace you like. Can be fast, can be slow. It would be worthwhile while on retreat, because people won't think you're crazy, probably. We have the chance to play sometimes with going pretty slowly, to really feel as you're about to lift your left foot off the ground, what is that like? And then lift off feels really different. Moving the foot forward also feels really different. Still just walking. But all of the ways that our ability to feel can come alive in a certain way with the slow walking. But we don't want to get stuck in that mode as if, as long as I walk slow, I must be meditatively walking. So walking not as a job, feeling the freshness. And with walking, there's a continual reminder of the experience of freshness, because we're always leaving the past behind. We're always stepping into now. It's actually gone. There's not even something called walking that to hold on to. So just letting walking happen.
part of letting walking happen is to keep noticing that our tendency would be to feel me walking, me doing something called walking, an experience. But our experience of walking, especially when the eyes are open, is bigger than that. The body is included in a space that's where there's some movement of some kind happening. So not to limit your experience by the idea, but let the experience gradually inform your thinking later on. First experience and then digestion and then maybe some conscious idea of what's going on. Is there any question or comment? So one last little area with walking, because the eyes are open and there are people around, it's worthwhile to check how is it for you when you're walking and you see someone on the side. What happens? What gets tight? What hides? What shows? What wants attention? What doesn't want attention? And how do you feel that? Just to include that as part of the experience.